Okay, Chavra. So the plan for this semester is similar to last semester, but we'll do things a teeny bit different, which means rather than being focused on like Gemara and going al-Seder ha-Gemara, I'd like to go al-Seder ha-Malachos and try to go through the Malachos, which are most Shliach, most relevant, so that we'll know Halacha L'maisa. We will continue to do it from Mekoros, based on some sort of Lumdus, because as we know, Lumdus makes the world go round. And I'd like to begin with the Malacha of Melavi. Yes, sir?
I have a question before you start sharing. Towards the end of the last semester, you gave us some Makaros keys, which were printed out of the Makaros, like, from the sponsor or whatever, with the, you know...
What did I give you?
You gave us the Makaros sheets with the Makaros on them.
Oh, yeah, so I could do that.
And that was very convenient.
So believe that there... I can try to do that in terms of... Again, some of the Makaros are, like, stuff from the Orchos Shabbos and whatever, so those things I won't give you, but the major... Shuva stuff and whatever, it will make it easier for Seder, right? So, thank you for reminding me because I forgot about that, and we never will do it like that. Okay, but so for today, we're not going to do it like that. Today, we will begin with the Malacha of Melabein, and we have to figure out what is the Malacha in terms of what's the Av, what's the Toldah, like we always have to figure out, and we also have to figure out just the definition of Melabein. So what does Rashi say? Rashi in Ayin Gimel Aleph says, Mechabes bin Nohar. So the Rashi is first of all teaching Melabein as Mechabes. Now, L'cha'ira, they are different. Because Melabein seems to imply that I'm adding whiteness. Mechabes, to clean, might be to remove dirt, not to add whiteness. No? But nonetheless, right, Rashi is making two points, that mechabes, that melabein, excuse me, means mechabes b'nahar. On the side of the Rashi in my Ozva Hadar Gemara, and on the Ran on Lamanach on the Beis B'dafei Harif, they both use the term b'neser rather than b'nahar. Neser is what?
Nitrate.
Basically, some sort of base, right? For the chemists among us. And the idea of neser is that it's a detergent, it's a cleanser. So unlike Rashi, who says b'nahar, the Rabbeinu, the Ran, says b'neser. Now, this may or may not be very significant, but if it is significant, it's getting at the point as follows. If I have the gears of b'nahar, that means that the av melacha is just having... Well, let's go a step back. The melacha melabein comes after the melacha of gozes. Gozes means that you shear wool off of a sheep. If you've ever seen a sheep, you take the wool off of the sheep, it's absolutely disgustingly dirty. You have hair, junk, inside the sheep wool. It's not really white. You're eventually going to make the sheep wool white. What you do is your gozes and your menapates. Menapates means that like you comb it, so that instead of being all clumpy, it's now combed, and then you do melabein, which means that you cleanse the wool. Now Rashi says, I cleanse the wool b'nahar, which means that I put the wool in the river. The river keeps on flowing. That's what rivers do. And therefore, over time, the water will get the dirt out of the wool. The Rabbeinu, the Ran, however, with his gear, so that's b'neser, the Ran is saying that no, it's not only done with mayim, or mayim would not do the trick of the av malacha of libon, but you need soap. What soap does, l'cha'ira, is soap whitens the beged, or the wool in this case, and it adds cleanliness, not just removes dirt. There is a chakira that I'm trying to get at. Is the malacha removing dirt or adding cleanliness? You can sometimes remove dirt, no? And not add cleanliness. My kids don't always like to bathe or shower Erev Shabbos, no? So what will they do? They'll say, oh, I washed off, no? Or they'll say, can I bathe without soap? No? You ever did this as a kid? Can I brush my teeth without toothpaste? Can I bathe without soap? It's like a kid thing. The difference between bathing with soap and without soap is, are you just removing dirt? Or are you adding some cleanliness? I would call that the difference between kibus and libun. And I would say that's the difference between the two girsa'os here in Rashi. Ben?
Is Nesser a bleach, like it'll change the color, or is it just a cleaner?
So, again, I think it certainly is cleaner than it would be otherwise, that there's no noticeable dirt, and by dint of that, the whiter is white. Like, they have all these laundry detergent commercials about how your whites get whiter. But I don't think it means that it's adding white paint to your underpants. I think what it means is it does a better job of cleaning, it removes so much dirt that it almost looks whiter.
So that's not the same thing as the actual malamed white that it's removing dirt?
Again, I think whitening doesn't mean that I'm adding white dye. Whitening means that I do a really good job of cleansing so that it looks whiter than it was beforehand. Not just that it doesn't look dirty, but it looks whiter. I don't think it's mamish becoming whiter. In other words, I don't know if I'm using, I might be using Neser, which is like some sort of detergent. I'm not using bleach. Right? Bleach makes it whiter. I don't think we're talking about using bleach. Now, when I say that there may or may not be a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran, I'm getting at the following. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, actually they refer to his tshuva on the side of our Gemaras, and the tshuva is Binyan Tzion HaChadasha. So Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger was... What?
It didn't happen in
this. Oh, well, we had it. It's the back of volume 1 of the Binyan Tzion.
It's called Binyan Tzion. It's on the Kabbalah.
What?
It's not in the Kabbalah.
It was on the shelf. I took it off the shelf this morning, I read it, and I put it back. So it was there. So Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger writes, Azai, in Siman Lama Dalet, he writes that the fact that Rashi goes out of his way to say that I'm doing it benahar means that the river is constantly flowing at it, and therefore you're not just removing dirt, right? If you'd want to just remove dirt, you'd pour water on it. But the fact that there's a nahar, that shows that you are making it cleaner. And it's the same as Neser. That's his argument. I'm not sure that that's correct in Metzius. I think it's creative. He brings a raya from a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Shinayich ke'eder harachelim sha'alo min harachza. Right? The dod is telling the raya that you have such beautiful white teeth. No? So I could eat you better. You have such beautiful white teeth. Shinayich ke'eder harachelim sha'alo min harachza. Like the rachel that came from the... made out of the water. Alumin harachza would mean that it's mamish, more clean. So he feels that you shouldn't change the gears in Rashi. He gets like all upset with people in Meshabesh et Hasfarim who add neter instead of nahar. And he says, fundamentally, it's the same thing. And even Rashi means what I would call libun rather than hasaras halichluch, or rather than kibus. That's what he argues. I am not at all convinced. Yeah.
It strikes me that this is it can be understood as a machlokas in parallels in Chumash, because the most common use of mechaves is with rechatz, like mechaves, as speaking of the rechatz amayim.
Right, so v'chibesas begadav means that I clean my begadim berachat v'mayim in chumash means I go to the mikveh. What does kibbutz in chumash?
Halachically. Halachically, that's what it means.
Okay.
In the text, right? I think you can understand.
V'chibesas begadav rachat b'saro b'mayim, right? As rechitza, I don't, for some reason, and in English like this, it's also, I bathe, that's my body, but I launder my clothing. Right? We use different lashonos. I don't know, we have to go through Chumash carefully and try to figure out what the word kibbutz means in Chumash. We have the word kibbutz by Chumash with respect to the Gemara in Zvachim talks about the dam that falls on the beged, that's going to be a major sugya that the Leinander will discuss tomorrow. We have kibbutz in Chumash by Tzara'as. How kibbutz appears in Chumash is very relevant in terms of the sugya that we'll discuss tomorrow, which is what is considered a beged in the Torah? Is a leather jacket, no? Considered a beged. And so that's going to be a relevant issue. But for right now, what I have is the Binyan Zion is saying that doesn't matter if you say Neser or Nohar, it's all the same thing. I'm inclined, however, that it's different. And I'd like to bring some rayas to my Yisayit. I think Neser and Nohar are really different. And I would argue that according to Rashi, the Malacha is not Libun. It's not making it whiter, but it is hasaras halichlach. The malacha is removing dirt. And the rayas that I have, when I wrote this article, I wasn't sensitive to this Rashi on Ayin Gimel, but the rayas I have in that article, I think, really connect to this. I think it makes my shtickle tell you even better. Turn to Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Kuf Mem Zayin Amrav. It actually begins three words on Kuf Mem Vav Amar Beis. Amrav Huna Hamenayer Talisay B'Shabes Is Chayiv Chatos. If I shake my talis, I'm Chayiv Chatos. Zokt Rashi, this is Libun. Zehu Libuna. That's what Rashi writes. Okay, that Libun means that I remove the dirt from the talus. Now, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who disagrees. And Rabbeinu Chananel says, it has to be min hatal she'olav. It can't be that you're removing the dirt only, but you need water, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting that Rabbeinu Tam is saying min hatal she'olav, or I just said it's Rabbeinu Tam. The way we have it in Tosfos, it's Rabbeinu Chananel. But the Gersamin on the side points out that the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, says it can't be Rabbeinu Chananel. It has to be Rabbeinu Tam. It can't be Rabbeinu Chananel because if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, which we have printed on the Gilyon, on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Hamenayer Talito B'Shabes Chayiv Chatos Perish Hamenayer Kedichsiv His Na'ari Me'afar. No? Meaning that Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, like we have the Rashi, that Mina'er means I'm getting the dust off. No? Min ha'afar. His Na'ari Me'afar Kumi. Right? But, so let's say it's not Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say it's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's say it's not the Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's say it's the Rabbeinu Tam. And in fact, if you look in the Sefer HaYosher of the Rabbeinu Tam says that. But B'kitzur HaMa'aseh, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Mena'er Talisay means you're getting rid of moisture. But he does not say that moisture means a lot of water. He says moisture means tal. Tal, domani, the dew that falls in the morning, there ain't that much moisture there, no? Am I right? Dew in the morning? Isn't that a significant accumulation? There are going to be poskim who say that when it comes to libun sugyas, there's a difference between a lot of water and a little bit of water. Moshol Mahadavar Daime. The Rabbeinu, Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, the Sefer Yerayim. Yerayim, as we know, tends to be one of the biggest machmirim in Judaism. And there's going to be a machlokes that we'll encounter probably tomorrow about the din of Shri Yaso Zechu Kibuso. There's a halacha that if I soak an item, that's considered kibus. There's a machlokes harishainim. Does Shri Yaso Zechu Kibuso only apply to a dirty garment? Does it even apply to a clean garment? Rebbe Eliezer Mimitz, the Rebbe, says it even applies to a clean garment. Aye, so what's my heter to wash my hands on Shabbos and wipe my hands on a towel? Do I maybe have to drip my water dry and not use a towel? So the Urim says, you know what? Knock off as much water as you can. The teeny bit of water that you have left is going to be okay. We don't say Shriyasa Zal Kibusa with a teeny bit of water. Nice. Gevaldik. Nice shita. But if the Rabbeinu Tam over here is correct, that's Minar Min Hatal, you get the impression that even a tiny bit of moisture suffices to create some sort of malach of libun, assuming that these dinim of shaking and wiping are the same, which we'll have to ponder tomorrow. You with me, Ben?
You mean shaking the...
In other words, I have a... I shake off my hands and I wipe my hands on the towel. Is that the same din as our Gemara that has shaken the talus? Minar talisa means I shake a talus. Rabbeinu Tam says I'm shaking the talus to get the moisture off of it. But we're pointing out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there isn't not that much moisture on it. It's only tal, it's not mayim. So basically we have a machlekes. Rashi says minar talisa means from dirt. Rabbeinu Tam says minar talisa means from tau. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says that this din of minar only applies to new garments, not to old garments. It only applies to black garments, not to white garments. If you have dirt on the black garment, you have a makbid on it, white garments, you have less makbid, etc. That's the Gemara. Beautiful. Apparently, this is all a shitasa, no? Because Rashi holds that the malacha malabe means removing dirt. If I shake my beged that has dirt in it, I remove dirt. For Rashi, that is the malacha, and therefore I'm chayiv chatas. But Rabbeinu Tam is going to say that no. The malacha is not just removing dirt. The malacha is making it cleaner. Adding nikayon. Right? It's not sumira. It's a seitayif. It's adding something. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, since the malacha is adding nikayon, it has to be that you are shaking it with the tal, and when you do that, there is some sort of kibos. It gets cleaner.
Ben, this morning, asking about Chafetz Chaim, so we looked up the pasuk in the Seder. The same one as some of our Seder, it was like pasuk before.
Which pasuk?
Mi'osha Chafetz Chaim.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we were just looking at it this morning.
Mi'osha Chafetz Chaim Ov Yom L'Rasov, yeah. What about
the
it?
The next pasuk is...
Nitzor Shalom Rasov Chanda Be'ema Sur Me'rav
Aseitov.
Right. So that's Sur Me'rav Aseitov, right? Idea. So I think, right, I think... Leib on the point to Rashi is Sor Meira. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's more Asei Tov. You have to contribute, make something nicer than it was. Removing dirt does not make it nicer than it was. It makes it unappealing. Right? With water, you shake it with water, it mamish becomes nicer. So that, I think, is one machlokes between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, and they're arguing about the hagdara of the malacha. In my youth, I connected this to another machlokes Rashi, or another Rabbeinu Tam. You know, the Gemara tells me two things. The Gemara tells me that sometimes... Anidas tevelas bivgadeha. No? This actually is very important halacha l'maisa. Sometimes your wife is a nida, like she needs to go to the mikvah, but you're in a place where there's no mikvah. So you have an ocean. An ocean is a mikvah. It's a pasuk in Bereishis. Mikveh hamayim kareyamim. Going to the ocean is like going to the mikvah. But there's a problem. You're going into the ocean, I can be naked right by the beach. Not pashat, no. So what are you going to do? So nida tovas b'vgadah. To din, it makes it to Yerideya that you can go into the mikvah wearing loose-fitting clothing. We do this by gerus all the time, no? When you have a bezdin converting a woman, right? This became like a big issue years ago because there was a certain rabbi who was acting very, very inappropriately. When you have a bezdin converting a woman, how do you do it? The bezdin has to see her go in. So nida tovas b'vgadah. You wear like a poncho, no? And it's not tightly connected. Water gets everywhere, but you don't see anything. That's fine. Nida tovas b'vgadah. What about on Shabbos? Shouldn't there be an issue of libun on Shabbos? Because shviyasa is al kibusa. Because watering, making a beged wet, is part of the malach of kovas, mechavis, malavi. The Gemara says that let's say a Jew is going to meet his Rebbe on Shabbos, and the Jew lives in the Bronx, and his Rebbe lives in Washington Heights, and for whatever the reason, the Washington Bridge is closed, and the walkway on I-95 is closed. So what do? You walk through the river, no? You don't have to walk through the river on Shabbos.
Only if you're clothing.
Huh?
Only if you're clothing.
Only if you're wearing clothing. So you can walk through the river without clothing.
No, like only if your clothes are clean.
Only if your clothes are clean. Ah, so some Rishonim answer. And the Balei HaTosfos have this here on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Balei HaTosfos ask, how can we say HaHoleich LaHakbo Pnei Rabo? What about Shriyasos on Kibuso? So the answer is Dafke Hechadika Tipas Dam Otinuf Omer Shriyasos on Kibuso. Meaning that only if your begadim are dirty is there a din of shriyasos al kibuso. Your begadim are clean, it's not a problem. That's one answer. The Yireim himself, remember the Yireim is the biggest machmir on the sugya shriyasos al kibuso. He assumes that any amount of water, any significant amount of water in a beged is going to be aser. The Yireim writes, al karchecha, we're talking that you're wearing a leather outfit. And leather is less subject to libun than cloth. That's the Yireim. But Zok Taisis Umatzari Muga B'Sef HaYashar. The refound corrected in the Sef HaYashar. What this means is as follows. Rabbeinu Tam himself used to look at his Sef HaYashar and make corrections in it. So there's stuff that Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. Now you could see it. He crosses one off and he writes something on the side. So the refound the Sefer Yosha Muga. So Amar Shiosis al Kibusa Bedavashen Lakiyim Lichlach. Kimel Sipug Baloyntis. Bekinuch Yadayim Bemapa. The Rabbi Natama says that we only say Shiosis al Kibusa when stuff gets cleaner. If it ends up dirtier, it's not a problem. If you wipe your dirty hands on the towel, it's not a problem. That's derech lichluch. V'ani sholchem b'mayim b'godim hevenami derech lichluch v'lo derech nikayon. Right, you walk through the river. Right, Naaman said that the Yarden River is dirtier than all the rivers in Aram. No, my guess is that the Hudson River, the East River, whatever we have out the window over here, is probably a dirty river. No, it's yuckety. So says Rabbi Nutam, Derech Lichluch is not a problem. What's the lumnus? So Chavitz Rabbi Nutam L'shitaso. And I'll tell you why. You see, according to Rashi, that the malacha of kibus or libun means removing the dirt. So if I walk through the river, I had dirt on myself. I had like cookie crumb from lunch on my shirt, and I walk through the river, the cookie crumb is going to come off. My shirt might not look good, but my cookie crumb came off. So according to Rashi, I violate the Isser. No? But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, like we saw in Kuf Mem Zayin, that's Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that the malacha is not removing dirt. The malacha is cleansing a beged. So imkenim hadavarim, I don't cleanse the beged when I walk through dirty water. Right? The beged doesn't become cleaner. And the beged doesn't become cleaner. Therefore, it is mutter. I would argue that it's not mutter according to Rashi, because I'm getting the dirt out. But quite, because Rashi holds a malach of libun is sur meira. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that the malacha is asei toiv. Right? So it could be that there's no malacha. But in other words, that Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi are consistent in their lomdus, even though one place Rabbeinu Tam is a bigger machmir and the other place Rabbeinu Tam is a bigger makel. Right? But it's still consistent, logically. Make sense? Should I give you another one? Good mood? Tosfos on Ksubis Daf Vav. And the Tosfos references it at the beginning of this Tosfos on Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph. There's a din of Maskur Yasa Dinaz Yasa means that you have a barza, you have a spout, and you stuff the spout up with a beged, right? And that prevents the wine from coming out. When you unstuff it, the wine will come out. That's Maskur Yasa Dinaz Yasa. And the Rishonim discuss, is there an iser of schita by removing the Maskur Yasa Dinaz Yasa? Because when I remove it, what I'm doing is I have to squeeze that cloth to get it out. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Taisus in Ksubis has this, and again, it's reference in Taisus here. Taisus says that there's two different things. There's liquid, plain liquids, and there's water. By water, Maskur Yasa Dinaz Yasa is going to be usher. By water, it's going to be usher to squeeze it to get it out. But by Sha'ar Mashkim, by wine and the like, it's going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because Ein HaBeged Mislabein Bekach. You're squeezing. And you want to tell that that's a malacha? No, it's not really a malacha. Because it doesn't get cleaner. That lecha'ira is Judaism within the Rabbeinu Tam. If the malacha melabein is making something cleaner, so when they have wine and they're in it, and I'm going to squeeze it out, the beged doesn't become cleaner, because the beged is still going to be dirty from the wine. So Rabbeinu Tam Shitasai does not have a problem. Good? So let's take a step back. Judaism, according to me, is as follows. Rashi holds the malacha of libun isur meira. That's why Rashi says binahar. That's why Rashi says if a menair talisai min ha'avak, it is okay. If a menair talisai min ha'avak, it's a problem, because according to Rashi, I'm getting the dirt out, and that's the malacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the malacha is cleaning it. There's no issue of cleaning it until it's mamish cleaner. Good?
You
more than that's the case in Tsubos, where wine is actually making it dirty. Not cleaning it, it's actively making it dirtier.
Well, again, it's not cleaning it. That's the point. In other words, according to Rabbi Lotam, you want to tell me that you're in violation of a malacha because you're squeezing out the wine. Well, squeezing out wine doesn't make it cleaner, and therefore it can't be a malacha. For Rabbi Lotam, the malacha is making it cleaner. You're right. That's not a case when there's any dirt involved, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not making it cleaner. And for Rabbi Natan, the definition of malabing is making it cleaner.
Maybe according to Rashi.
According to Rashi, it's making it cleaner in the Sur Meira sense. It's making it cleaner that I'm removing dirt. It's not adding any yikui to the baked.
So your tip is also not making the baked any better.
Nachon, I'm not making the bacon any better. Again, it could be it's going to be mutter according to Rashi also by Maskoras and Nazi also. That's what you're saying, because there's no dirt. Maybe that's possible, but I'm saying at least the Rabbi Natan certainly works. Now on Kuf Mem Zayin, when we say Menara Talisim in the Ofer is Chayiv Chatos, that means that according to Rashi, you violate the Malacha of Libun, even if it's what I would call dry cleaning. No? There's no moisture, no water. Still in violation. Rebbe Kiva Eger is mitzayin that Rashi and Kuf Mem Aleph disagrees. Rashi and Kuf Mem Aleph, but Aleph writes, that if you have tit sha'agabe bigdai, you have like mud that ends up on your suit. No, you're walking outside in a rainstorm and there are puddles and a car goes by and it's splat, you know, it's like we used to have TV commercials about this. Now that the car comes by, it like splashes you all with mud. You know what I'm talking about? That's kind of disgusting. So if you have tit al bigdai, so you're allowed to rub it off with your finger, but you can't do it rigorously. You can't do it b'achlo yikaskis, which means that yikaskis mi b'fnim v'lo mi b'chutz. The dirt's on the outside of my jacket. What I do is I rub the inside of the jacket to get it off. I can't rub the outside of my jacket. That's the Gemara. Okay. Rashi. Why is it mikaskis mi b'fnim? Why is it okay? So Rashi says, because it doesn't appear like the Malacha Malabim. Dero Muchachem Musa Nes Chazuya Kim Malabim. It's not Mamish Malabim, because you're not Nosin Shamayim. That's Rashi and Kuf Mem Aleph. You're not adding water. If you're not adding water, so it's not Mamish Malabim. And therefore we allow you to do it from the inside, because it's Mechsi Kim Malabim. If you do it from the outside, from the inside, it's not Mechsika Malabing, Adkan Debrei Rashi. So Rav Hagon Rav Kiva Eger asks Akasha. He says, there's a steam in Rashi's. Rashi on Kuf Mem Zayin says, if I like Malabing, Yechayiv Achatos, with dry cleaning. But Rashi on Kuf Mem Aleph says, that to violate Malabing, it has to involve water. That's a steam in Rashi. So the Sha'ar Hatzion in Shin Beis, all the dinim of Malabein are in Shin Beis. Sha'ar Hatzion in Shin Beis, Sifkaten. Sifkaten Mem Aleph has a Yishuv. Sha'ar Hatzion writes, Lo Domi L'may D'mechayivina B'menayir Talas Hadoshim in Ovak She'olo V'shitas Rashi. What the Sha'ar Hatzion is saying is that there's a difference between dirt and mud. Okay? Lumd is a difference that you learned in nursery school. Dirt is different than mud. When you take dirt off the beged, says the Sha'ar Hatzion, you mitzachseach the beged. you make it, and here's the Yiddish term for today, Iber far besert un far putzt. No? Iber far besert un far putzt. You make it nicer and enhanced when you take the dirt out. But I take the tit off, I take the mud off, so it's not going to be fully clean. You take mud off, there is Rishumei Nicker. That's the Shahatzion's answer. Okay. It's his answer. Nirlafi on the Estaiti that you don't have to say that, no? Now, the Shahatzion is saying there's a difference between tit and afar. By afar, it gets nicer. It's mitzach tseyach the baguette. L'chari, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that it makes the beged nicer. The Sharat Siyan's lashon is it's mitzach tseyach the beged. I don't have to say that. L'shitasi, what Rashi is really saying is I am removing dirt. It's not making the beged nicer. It's mitzach tseyach. It's not mitzach tseyach, excuse me. It's not making it nicer. It's just sor meira. It's just removing dirt. And that's enough to be chayiv. It seems to me that when the Mishnah Berura uses that lashon mitzach tseyach, he doesn't need to say that. No? Mitzach tseyach means that when you move the dirt, you make the beged nicer. That's not true, according to my understanding of Rashi. According to my understanding of Rashi, when I remove the dirt, what I'm doing is I am removing the dirt. Sur meira. That's all I need. It doesn't become nice. I think the Shahat Siyan's Lashon is Shalom Kedikchuk, not that. That's point one. Now, what are the terutzim to this kasha of Stephen Rashi's? So I have one mahal, the Shahat Siyan says that with the tit, with mud, right, it remains on the beged. And because it remains on the beged, so therefore you are not in violation of malavein. Now let's pause for a second also. Let's pause. I don't like that answer for two reasons. First of all, I don't like his mitzach seach approach. Second of all, is there malabain if I make something less dirty than it was before? L'chore there should be, no? L'chore the malacha doesn't have to involve I make it perfectly clean. If I make it less dirty, that's also a malacha, no? That's l'chore also a malacha. In Rabbi Ribiat's book, Ha'ara 19, he tries to bring some rayas to this idea. That you can violate malabain even if it doesn't get completely clean. The Mishnah Berura is not saying that. Mishnah Berura is saying that with the tit, you're not in violation. Unless it gets perfectly clean, no? I think that is against Judaism. That's my next halacha. So what is the answer to the Stephen Rashi? So I have two other answers. One answer is Azoi. The difference might be between the type of beged. You see, the Gemara in Kuf Mem Zayin tells me that the Isser of Minayar Talisa only applies to a new beged, only applies to a black beged. It could be that by a new beged and black beged, I'm going to be chayiv even if I just shake it. But by a beged that's not new, or not black, so then I have to add water. Rashi says you don't need water. But Rashi says that on Kuf Mem Zayin, by Minayar Talisa, where the Gemara says I'm only chayiv if it's a new black beged. But on Kuf Mem Aleph, where Rashi says you need to add water, that's because it's not a beged that's new. It's not a beged that's black. And that's an answer to Rashi. And that's a great answer because it's local from the Gemara. Now, how come Reb Kiv Eger didn't think of this? I have no idea, no? Reb Kiv Eger said, oh, I have a stira in Rashi. There ain't no stira. Read your Gemara, dude. I don't know. I'm assuming Reb Kiv Eger is smarter than me. But I don't know why he didn't give this answer. Okay. That's answer two. Answer three, gentlemen, involves opening our Maimonides. The Maimonidean Code is a brilliant work put together by a fellow who was quite scholarly. He passed away in the year 1205, or 1204, different versions. We call him Rabbi Moses ben Maimon. He's buried in Tveria, and we like him. So the Rambam writes in Perek Tess of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam tells me the melacha of melabing. Perek Tess halacha yud halacha yud aleph, if I'm melabing semer, or if I'm mechabes begodim. So according to the Rambam, that's the melacha. Beautiful. I want to come back to those Rambams in a minute. But the Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam tells me in Perek Yud Halacha Yudches, the Rambam writes, if I'm mitzah says as a even, I'm chay mishum makav patash. If I smooth out a stone, that's makav patash. If I take some extra threads from beged, that's makav patash. Hamin nayir talis chadasha shechayra kedela hanaas kedela naosa ulo hasir hat semen halavan hareze chayiv chatos. The Rambam does not put this din of Menair Talisai in Perek Tes, where he's talking about the Malacha of Malabing. The Rambam puts it in Perek Yud, where he's talking about the Malacha of Makeh B'Patish, no? Makeh B'Patish. It's not Malabing. And no Chanami. Malabing requires water. How come I'm chayiv from menayir talisoi? The Rambam doesn't say min ha'afar. The Rambam says I'm menayir talisoi from like extra threads that are on it. If you're like in an old-fashioned factory, there's like threads all over the place. There's going to be some extra thread on it. So the Rambam says, if I'm menayir, I'm in violation of makeh b'patish. Therefore, there's no steer in the Gemara's. Gemara Kuf Mem Aleph says, I need water. Malabing needs water. Kuf Mem Zayin says, I don't need water. Makeh B'Patash doesn't need water. Azashe in the Rambam, no? This time the Rambam is not causing problems in Judaism. This time the Rambam is solving problems. Very unusual. Okay, let me just go back to one other Nakuda in the Rambam, and then we'll conclude here for today. We mentioned, Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, is the Malacha of Melabein, like Rashi says, Sur Meira, getting the dirt off, or is the Malacha Asay Toiv, adding cleanliness, adding whiteness, no? Remember this, Shaila? And I think we explained that nicely. By the way, I wrote that article probably 20-some-odd years ago, no?
2005.
And now it's 2020, 15 years ago. Okay, so I was young. I wrote it, but I still like it. So it seems to me that for the Rambam, there is Milabain, and there is Mechabes. Milabain, that I make it whiter, is the Av Malacha. Mechabes, that I clean it, and I get the dirt out of it, for the Rambam is a Tolda. The Rambam uses different terms. Milabain, he calls an Av. Mechabes, he calls a Tolda. Now, it's not clear exactly what the distinction is. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says Milabain, he's talking about Semer or Pishtim. In Halacha Yud Aleph, he's talking about Begodim. So what exactly the distinction in the Rambam is not clear. And the Avni Nezer does not learn like me. The Avni Nezer in the Tshuva Simen Kuf Samachay writes that the distinction between Halacha Yud in the Rambam, Halacha Yud Aleph, is that Malabin means Malabin is Hatzemer. the malachas that we're talking about are malachas that lead to producing a beged. To produce a beged, you shear the wool, you comb the wool, you whiten the wool. But once something is a beged, so that's not the av malacha anymore. That's the way the Avni Nezer learns. Possible. Certainly possible. Aval Schwartz has a different approach. Schwartz says that, you know what, maybe the Iker in the Rambam is not the difference between Semer and Beged, but the Iker in the Rambam is the difference between Milabain and the Chabais. Meaning, Milabain, when I make it whiter, Av Malach. Mechabais, when I just get rid of Doit, Tolda. Right, what I was setting up as Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam holds both. Aber Milabain Av Mechabais Tolda. The implications of this are things that we will have to discuss in the future, but this is just my hakdama to the malacha. I hope to do Milabain this week and be done with it. Okay? That means Wednesday, Thursday. Gendik. I want to keep a pace here, gentlemen. That's my plan. And I'll try to put Makoros together to make it easier to follow. Okay, Sever, have a blessed, marvelous evening. Day. Class starts today?
Yep.
Is everyone excited? Did you miss sitting in class and, like...
I did not.
Did not? You?
It was nice to not have class.
Some guys actually miss college because they miss their friends.
I miss my friends. I don't miss class.
Right.